Mark Sauceness. Every week this month, it's a different pasta sauce that you can make quickly, easily at home. And joining us is three-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, we've made cacio e pepe. Did I say that right?
You said it perfectly.
All right, and what are we going to make this week?
I have a take on a pasta arrabbiata as one of my favorite sauces to make. And the key thing, the fun part about this sauce, is the breadcrumb topping that we're going to make for it.
Oh, yes.
All right. Okay. So arrabbiata, that's a little bit spicy today,
angry
right?
Angry sauce.
All right. Call
it. It's the angry sauce because of the peppers that are in it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some chilies from the grocery store, okay? And don't be afraid of them, because they're not going to be super spicy. You can make it spicier, but you'd be surprised how little spice they actually add to it. What I want you to do is take these peppers, and we're going to poke little holes in them. All right? Just take your knife, poke a hole in it, because if you don't, it'll explode.
Oh.
So then we're going to take a pan, put some olive oil in a pan, put those peppers in a pan on a low heat, and just let it hang out for a little bit.
Wow. No wonder why they're angry. They're going to explode.
Mm. Yeah. And now they're simmering.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let them hang out. In another pan, this is the one two-pan dish I have. I know, but it's just two pans, so stay with me here. Another pan, I want you to put some olive oil in. And start to get nice and warm on a low heat. And we're going to put a bunch of chopped, sliced garlic in there. Okay? Don't mince your garlic. And again, no garlic, folks. Garlic is terrible for you. It's nice, thin, sliced garlic in there. If you mince it, it'll burn on a low heat. So we're flavoring that oil with a little bit of garlic. And the other pan, we're flavoring it with peppers. You guys with me so far?
Yes. Did you put oil in the first pan with the peppers?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes,
good
yes.
question.
Yes. Yes. So we have two pans going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as that garlic starts to get nice and warm over there, and you can start to smell it, what I want you to do is add some rosemary to it.
Okay.
Okay, a nice little sprig of rosemary to it.
Hold on. I have a question about rosemary.
Sure.
What, you know how it comes on like a stick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remove it from the stick or do you put the whole stick in?
Right, like a bonfire.
Do you like to eat sticks?
No.
So don't put it in there.
So you just pull it off the stick.
Right.
I never knew what you were supposed to do. I didn't know if you were supposed to chop it up or whatever. Right. I just pull it off the side and I was like, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do.
You thought it was part of the plant. You were like, oh, well, yeah, that seems like it's edible.
So that's hanging out in the pan getting happy over there. In our other pan, we've got peppers going, right? I want you to take some chopped parsley stems. I know it sounds crazy. Chopped parsley stems, a part you don't normally use. Just rough chop it, throw it in there with it.
You told us to get rid of the stick, but now we're keeping the stems.
Those sticks are fine. The parsley sticks are good.
Parsley sticks?
Okay.
It's not sticks and parsley.
Oh.
All right.
We're going to go back to our other pan here. We've got our garlic and our rosemary happening. Throw a cup of breadcrumbs in there and toss it around. Get that oil all over those breadcrumbs. Put it on a low heat and put it aside. We're going to toast up those breadcrumbs. That's going to be a delicious topping right on top of our stuff. Garlic and the herbs. Back to our pan with the chilies in it. Got those chilies working in there. We got that parsley stems working in there, right? All getting nice and happy in that oil, which is delicious. Put one tin of tomatoes in there. Chopped tomatoes, diced tomatoes, crushed tomatoes, whatever you like. Open it up and put it in. Not
like
the
a
big
can?
One. Yep, one can of tomatoes.
Okay.
I said 10, sorry.
With the juice.
I watch
with the juice
cooking. So
don't strain it. Don't drain it.
Nope,
just put the whole thing in there.
Put the whole thing in there. Bring it up to a simmer. And give it a nice little toss around. Bring it to a simmer. Season it up with some salt and pepper. So it gets nice and seasoned. Like I said, always remember tomatoes take a lot of salt. Now, whatever pasta you choose, add it right to that sauce and toss it up in the air. You know, you throw it up in the air, make everybody get excited at the house. Watch that wrist action with that pasta.
No, absolutely
flying.
Not. You know what makes
sounds
it
like a grease fire.
You're
no,
great at it.
Right.
Yeah.
No. You know what it's going to do? It's going to make a mess of the stove, and I'm going to have to clean it, and I can't stand sauce on the stove. It's my biggest pet peeve.
I'm going to be wearing it.
Okay, so now here's the fun part. We can take those chilies out, right? Because we left them whole. Take them out. If you want some more heat, we can chop them up and finish the pasta with them, or we can just leave them out altogether. The choice is yours. Take the pasta out, put it on a plate. Do some chopped parsley on top of it, and then take a handful of those breadcrumbs that we toasted off and put it right on top. This is the easiest, spicy, delicious, flavorful arrabbiata you're ever going to make.
I know it sounds like a lot and complicated, but I've watched him make it. It's not that bad, and we're going to post the entire recipe on the podcast page where you can listen back to this and get all the ingredients at annaandraven.com.